Aviation. Low-cost airlines get larger. Budget airlines boosted their share of passenger traffic through Thailand in the fiscal year ending September 30th to nearly 40% as major airlines saw lower volumes. Low-cost carriers, or LCCs, carried 20.34 million passengers through the country's six main airports, representing 38.8% of the total. The low-cost carrier, or LCC, model was almost unknown in Thailand 8 years ago when full-service airlines still ruled the skies. Low-cost carriers increased their aircraft movements in the past year by 15.12% over the previous year to 152,800. International low-cost carrier passenger traffic jumped by 18.62% to 6.88 million, while the domestic tally rose by 13.59% to 13.45 million. Thailand's two largest budget carriers are Thai Air Asia, or TAA, and Nok Air. Aviation analysts project that low-cost carriers' market share in global air traffic will exceed 50% in the next 3 to 5 years. There is a clear trend towards greater numbers of passengers traveling on discount airlines, spurred by the LCC's rising popularity, and they're adding more aircraft routes and flight frequencies. With its rapid growth, Thai Air Asia, or TAA, may be carrying more passengers than the flag carrier, Thai Airways International, or Thai, THAI, within 5 years. Thai carried 18.39 million passengers in the previous calendar year, while Thai Air Asia targets passenger volume of 8 million this year, rising to 10 million next year, with roughly 20% annual growth. Thailand is attracting more foreign low-cost carriers, including Spring Airlines, China's first and only low-cost carrier, which in August launched a daily non-stop flight from Shanghai to Bangkok, catering to the influx of Chinese tourists to Thailand. Thai Air Asia plans to add more flights and open new international routes, while Nok Air will relaunch international services next year, probably to southern China at first.